Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Elijah, good timing. Darren Dunn and Chase.
I do love that riff.
Stu Grimson on the line with us. Let's find out what he thinks of Nickelback. Stu, how you doing?
This would be a good answer here. This will give you a very good perspective here, I believe.
Oh, don't set the bar too high, Willie. Don't set the bar too high.
We were talking, Stu, about all the hate Nickelback has received over the years. And I'm just curious, where do you stand on Nickelback?
You know, I honestly don't. I don't have a good feel for their catalog. I mean, I guess I get kind of generally what genre, but they've just never really registered on my radar.
Well, give us your catalog.
That sounds like a complete.
Yeah. Well, what's your catalog?
I am so classic rock heavy that it's. You know, Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, Dylan, Springsteen. A lot of the newer artists I'm listening to, I don't know, maybe you've heard of some, maybe not, but I'm getting a little more eclectic in my later years. And, you know, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, I'm a huge fan. I've seen them several times. Quaker City Nighthawks. Have you guys heard Tyler Childers? He's from Kentucky.
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, man, he is really
good.
Oh,
my gosh. This boy is strong. Just that voice. He's got this gravelly kind of whiskey-soaked voice, and he sings about heartache, desperation, and it's just, I mean, it's really, really cool, kind of haunting at the same time. I'm a big fan. And he's opening for Sturgill Simpson assuming it goes off. Supposed to be in May, I think, at Bridgestone.
We had tickets. We were giving away tickets to that, were we not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see that. I want to see that if it happens.
So the first group you named, you don't put Nickelback in the same group with that first group that you named, no?
Nathaniel Radcliffe, no.
No.
Not Zeppelin, none of those. You're not,
that's a different genre. Sorry, I know that's a bit of a cop-out. Just not Nickelback. You're not going to get much from me on that.
Okay. All right. You know, since we're all going through this together, we've been watching your videos, and times are different. We're spending a lot of time at home. It's also time for us to, you know, pick up books and read them. Do you have any suggestions for our listeners for a good book to read?
Wow. Well, actually, it just occurs to me that maybe I do. It's a little number that came out last October. It's oddly titled The Grim Reaper, The Life and Career of a Reluctant Warrior.
Huh, sounds interesting.
You can pick it up on Amazon, and I believe the author's on the call with us.
Oh.
Wow. You know what? This is not scripted or rehearsed. This is a live show.
No,
that was impressive.
Not at all. And I tell you what, Willie, for your listening pleasure, your ear candy, The Grim Reaper is now available on Audible, and I'll read it to you personally.
Wow. So you voiced it over? Did you really do that? Did you narrate the book?
I really did that. And I tell you
awesome.
I enjoyed the process more than I thought I would. It was really interesting. Worked with a little production studio here in town called Spotland Studios that does a lot of voiceover work, but me and my good buddy Dave, the engineer/owner, we knocked it out.
Yeah, I think that's probably more up my alley or Chase's alley than Willie. Yeah. Willie went to Vanderbilt, so he can actually read. So probably pictures and you reading it to us is more up our alley. I went to Kentucky, Stu, okay? I mean, you know, I could probably – I'm better off you just reading it to me.
All right, Chase and Darren. Right. Uncle Stewie's going to read you a bedtime story.
Hey, if Dolly can do it, Stu can do it.
There you go. There you go.
You've got a cool event tonight. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Yeah, it's Kick. I'm really excited about it. You guys know because you've been to a few of them in the past, but we're getting the old band back together, man. So this is the Bumps, Bruises, and Bedtime Story. It's a concept that kind of grew out of the Zanies Comedy Club. The Dorfman brothers down there came up with this idea years ago, and it was really just to get several of us hockey players together. It works well if we're talking about guys that kind of played that heavyweight enforcer type role in a different era of the game, because the stories that kind of come with that territory are really stranger than fiction, and they're really interesting and pretty humorous at the same time. But we have noticed over time that folks really get a charge out of hearing these stories. So from time to time, we will dust this concept off. We've gone to the frozen tundra in Canada to do this. We'll do it frequently at Zanies for, you know, all kinds of different not-for-profit fundraiser type activities. But we just thought tonight would make good sense, or at some point during this outbreak, this contagion, because, hey, we're all starved for hockey. We're all starved for entertainment. And this is an opportunity right from the comfort of your own home. Stop by Facebook Live. I believe, if you want to look Zanies Nashville, that's probably the easiest way to get to it. But if you Google it, you'll find it. Bumps, Bruises, Bedtime Stories. Myself, Kelly Chase, Jim McKenzie, and Andrew Dorfman will be hosting us. But we three ex-enforcer types will be telling about some of the stories we've been involved in over the course of our careers. And it's a lot of good, clean, mostly clean, good fun.
Mostly clean. I like that. Well said. Well said. Stu Grimson is with us, talking a little hockey, a little life, some things that he's up to here. So, Stu, I have to give Jen, your wife, a lot of credit. These videos that you guys are putting together, I just want to know how the Loud Salad has evolved in your house here since the video was making the rounds here. I did get a kick out of that. I have to give her credit. She has had some brilliant performances alongside of you on these videos you're putting out.
Well, you know, it's funny, Willie. It never occurred to me before, this coronavirus swept through the globe. But apparently I have a lot of quirks, personal habits, and idiosyncrasies that kind of grate on other people's nerves. And Jen has been so gracious to document some of these quirks and habits. And who knew that Loud Salad was a thing? My daily routine of having a salad, which I just finished, actually. I scarfed down the last couple of forkfuls before you guys rang me up. But I just finished a Loud Salad. And, the Loud Salad is no less loud than when Jen first started broadcasting about it. But it's been a lot of fun. And we're finding a way to spend the time productively and spending the time, you know, trying to carve out a little personal space for each other, because we're spending more time in the house together than we have in the past. In fact, the dog looks at us about twice a day going, "Don't you guys have a plane to catch? Like, don't you have to be somewhere?"
Yes.
It's getting a little tired for the dog.
Well, Stu, another thing that happens a lot, as you know, is, you know, the classic games are coming back through the rounds, probably some that you played in, right? Classic clips come through. One that comes up a lot is a game that you and I did several years ago when the Predators were playing the Jets, and Wes McCauley sent everybody for both teams into the penalty box, and they got overcrowded.
Oh, yeah.
And the line,
oh, yeah.
Your line, I think, is always your line is going to live with it, that'll be matched up with that moment, is when you said Wes McCauley has just given everybody on the ice a round of minors. But that clip, I don't know if you've seen that or been tagged on that, but I've had several people just trying to get through and say, you know, here are the clips I've been watching today, and that one has come up a few times.
Yeah, it's funny, you know. I mean, as regretful as this all is, you know, I'm like you, Willie. I tend to see the silver lining. And just being given the opportunity to kind of, one, catch up on stuff that, you know, you've desperately wanted to for the longest time. But two, just the ability to kind of focus on other things when your attention is directed away from your main focus. So, you know, going back through memories like that, it kind of leaves you thinking it's a practice we should really all try to make room for, carve out some space for, but we seem to have a hard time doing when things are up and running as normally. I talked to my old buddy Ralph Strangis. You remember Ralph? He was
sure.
The play-by-play guy for Dallas for years and years. He and his oldest daughter are kind of holed up out in the desert in California. She happened to be visiting him when this all set in. They spent 2 hours going through old scrapbooks of his career, you know, in a quiet moment last night at the house. He said it was, they shared the best time together. And he said, you know, he really brought that point home to me. And I think it's the one you're making. It's kind of fun to be able to just direct your attention to these other areas and appreciate the memory, you know?
We're talking to Stu Grimson, former Nashville Predator, now at the NHL Network. And Stu, you know, as I listen to you talk about your event tonight with some of these enforcers, obviously the game has changed, you know, so much, and the role that you played isn't as prevalent anymore. What are your thoughts on that? As somebody that made a living of playing a long time, of kind of being that tough, big-bodied guy, that you don't see that as much anymore.
Yeah, I think my thoughts, Chase, are really, you know, I guess I don't really have serious concerns about the way the game has changed. And what I mean when I say that is I don't think the NHL will ever take the steps to legislate fighting right out of the game, because I don't think they need to. It kind of exists in a somewhat marginal way now. There's always that threat of a fight kind of hanging in the ether, and oftentimes it does happen. And I like that, because I think that the one thing that fighting and the really the physical nature of our game does is it separates us from the other sports. We're very we're quite identifiable in that way. We're fond of saying hockey is fast, it's fierce, and it's just a whole lot of fun to watch. And I think fighting, you know, is at least part of that element. And here's the other thing. You guys can attest to this because you've seen it many, many times down at the Bridgestone Arena. When a guy like me, or a guy that plays a physical role for his team, for the Preds, I would say it's probably somebody like an Austin Watson right now. If the Preds are trailing, if the Preds are flat, and a guy like Austin goes out and gets into a scrape with somebody on the other side, 75% of the time, the overwhelming majority of the time, there will be a surge of some kind. Usually it's the Preds leading it, but the game can turn in that moment. And that, for me, I think it's one of the more, you know, it might take somewhat of an untrained eye to appreciate it, and our Preds fans really do. But those are exciting moments in the game. You know, the bench feels it. The coaching staff feels it. The energy in the building changes when that happens, and I like that part of it still remains in our game today. I really do.
Stuhl, this is a very big show for our team. We fight now.
That's a very good impression of my old buddy Christoph Oliwa, who I locked horns with many times over the course of my career. But he didn't know a lot of English, but he knew how to say, "It's time to fight."
I think that might be one of my favorite stories that you have ever told. And I think you've told it on the air before, of that, you know, the first time you fought, you were trying to pick one with him and slash or whatever. And he has the conversation with you of, if you need to fight, you just say, "We fight now."
Oh yeah. He's a comical guy. Not a lot of guys come out of Poland off the streets of Warsaw, Poland to play NHL hockey, but it was, it just made me smile every time it happened. But we probably locked horns 4, 5, or 6 times over the course of our career. And Chase, every time it happened, he would lean in on the draw. We'd be shoulder to shoulder, and sure enough, there it would come. Stu, my team must win this game. We fight now.
I love that one.
There are so few moments in a game where you can actually, during the action, it just causes you to stop and smile. Kristoff's invitation to fight would always made me stop and smile.
That's outstanding. Hey, thanks for doing this. Stop sneezing at the dinner table, and have fun tonight with your event.
Okay, guys. Have a great show. Thanks for having me on.
Bumps, bruises, and bedtime stories. We've attended this event at Zanies in the past. Of course, they will not be holding a live event. It'll be live in streaming, and it is going to be Stu Grimson, Jim McKenzie, and Kelly Chase. A lot of fun. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight, and you can watch on YouTube, Facebook. They're asking for donations with GoFundMe and Venmo. So it should be a great night of storytelling tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. When we come back, fourth and final hour, we kick off with trivia. We do that next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What is that?
Yeah, it's a World Cup holder.
Like the soccer tournament World Cup?
Holder. For the world. Fits every car, holds every cup.
It has a Carvana logo?
Yeah, Carvana made it. They buy and sell cars, so they made a car cup holder. So, got any good cups lately?
Yeah, used to. Just couldn't figure out where in the world to put them.
The World Cup holder. Brought to you by Carvana. Proud sponsors of the World Cup holder.
Sign up today to win yours at cup-holder2026.com. Not authorized or endorsed by FIFA. Not a real product. For parity and fair use purposes only.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.